Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with Christian Arroyo. The beginning of spring training for you, the first day of reporting. And let me tell you, I get a lot of phone calls. People can't wait to hear from you. What's up? How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm excited to be here. Feels like I just left this place coming from the Fall League. So I got back in the cage and it felt like home. But no, it's an honor being invited back to Big League Camp. I'm very excited to come back and learn again and you know, get ready for the season.
So how old are you now?
20. I turned 21 in May. Yeah, 21 in May. So yeah, you know, just one of the younger guys still, but having fun still. So.
All right. The Fall League was very good for you. You made that Fall League All-Star game.
Sure.
And people followed you all along, all winter long. Tell us about the Fall League experience and what it meant to you.
Like I said before, I mean, it was a great honor to be invited for the Giants to invite me. Just went out there with a clean slate and just tried to have fun. Yeah. So got out there, bunch of good teammates from other organizations, including our own. And, you know, just tried to have fun and had a good season, had a good good 6 weeks and just played hard and was lucky enough to get invited to the All-Star game. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, it was a great time. So a lot of good relationships with a lot of the new players from the other organizations. Met a lot of guys who are probably going to be in the big leagues this upcoming year. So, yeah, no, it was a great experience, one very memorable for me.
Yeah, that's a good segue to the next question. Christian Arroyo with us. You see the Cubs and all the Cardinals and these teams, guys your age, getting a shot to get up to the big leagues, and you're probably ticketed to, I would imagine, Richmond. I would imagine maybe to start. You had a great year at San Jose last year. But how do you feel about seeing all these guys, like you just said, getting the jump to the big leagues, and how you fit into that?
Well, you know, it's crazy because like you said, they're your age. Especially some of these kids I grew up playing against. And when I was playing against them, I was like, man, this kid's really good. And now he's in the big leagues, and he's doing things in the big leagues. So, you know, for me, there's a process behind it, and I embrace the process. You got to trust it. So for me, you know, I don't really have any sights on, you know, on things I can't control. I'm just going to wherever they want me to play, I'm going to try to do my best, succeed, and then, you know, that's their call. So. You know, for me, I'm just going to go out there, have fun, play my game, and whatever happens, happens.
All right. Oh, well, you're doing it well. All right. Christian Arroyo with us. All right. You're a shortstop.
Sir.
Can you play the outfield? I'm just giving you questions
that people
ask me. What about putting them at left field?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never really played the outfield before in my life. I think if I was forced to play there, obviously I have a great young infield. You know, I'm down for anything. I like to play the game, I like to win, and I want to play in the big leagues. So, you know, anything to help a team win, and you know, anything to get in the big leagues. So, but yeah, I mean, as far as the outfield goes, I haven't really taken any reps there in my life, honestly. But I think I could adjust well.
All right, very good. Now, what do you want to work on this spring? What are some things you come to camp with? You're 20. As I told people last year, when I looked out at shortstop, I said, "Who's that man out there?" And you really have taken to the position. What do you need to work on in your game?
Yeah, always working on defense. Defense is one of those things that a lot of people will overlook. A lot of people worry, as a hitter, people, you know, they worry about the hitting aspect. But, you know, defense is just as important. So, for me, just getting better defensively, refining my approach, and, you know, just learning how to work counts, and just learning the big league way and how to handle yourself in a big league clubhouse. Those are probably the main points this spring.
The other thing I saw when I came in last week, fellows like yourself and Clayton Blackburn and Ty Block and Mac Williamson and guys like that, and even some of the catchers, you guys have been here before. Mm-hmm. You're not walking around going, "Oh my God, what is this place? It looks like you belong."
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, coming back for my second camp, it's an honor to be invited again, but yeah, you know, you feel more comfortable, you kind of know where everything's at, you kind of have a little gist of what's going to happen in the program for the day and how the schedule kind of works, that kind of stuff. So you know, still gonna treat it as if I'm a minor league baseball player, and you know, I open ears and close mouth. So just going to try to learn as much as I can while watching these guys, and just having fun, and, you know, just kind of playing the role of a minor leaguer in a big league clubhouse.
Well, you do it well. I want to tell you, you look like you belong. Everyone says you're a hitter. You know, I have my little catchphrase. They have the Marty Lurie drinking game. I said, this kid can hit. And I said that about you. So what is your philosophy about hitting? It just seems like you get in the box and you know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I've always taken to hitting kind of naturally since I was younger. I've always loved to hit. That's always kind of been my my strong suit. I've always felt comfortable with a bat in my hand. So for me, I mean, it's just staying simple. I mean, as cliche as it sounds, that's really what it comes down to. There's really no grand scheme of things or philosophy behind my hitting scheme. I just kind of go out there, and at this point, my mechanics are my mechanics. I don't really try to change much. If I'm struggling with something, I'll change something at the time. But I try to trust my hands and just trust my ability and just, you know, have fun and see good pitches is the biggest thing for me. It's seeing good pitches and spitting on pitches you can't drive. So.
All right. You know, I remember when you signed and you came to AT&T Park and Willie Mays was there, and I remember talking to you, and your whole family was there at that point. If you didn't sign with the Giants, where would you have gone? What kind of a college player?
I would have been attending University of Florida, Florida Gators.
I like it.
So yeah, I was a Gator fan since I was a kid. It was a tough decision. It was between Florida and Vanderbilt, both A-plus programs, education-wise and athletically. So, but for me, it was just closer to home. It was only an hour and a half down the street.
Yeah.
So my mom would watch me play every weekend, and the SEC is a very competitive conference. But, you know, as far as that goes, I mean, you know, I was given a great opportunity. I took it, and I'm trying to run with it, so.
Well, you did well in high school, weren't you? Valedictorian?
Salutatorian, yeah.
Okay.
I was salutatorian, second in my class. Actually, my buddy Matt Noark, he was actually the valedictorian. We had a bunch of classes together. So, but yeah, no, my mom always told me that it was school first. In order to play baseball, you had to do well in school. So for me, grades always came first. Always had to finish my homework before practice. Always had to study after and before. So, the school definitely – I think school actually helped me out a lot with baseball as well, because it kind of – a little distraction away from the game. Whenever I would struggle, I'd just go to school and kind of hang out with my friends and get back on track. So.
You know, it's funny. I was reading a story last night. Remember Woody Hayes, who's a great college football coach at Ohio State, and he said that the players did better during the season because they had to budget their time. Every hour had to be accounted for than they did off season.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I was never in college, but in high school, I tried to in the off season mainly when we weren't playing. I mean, I kind of stayed busy all year round. I was practicing every single day. We had fall ball, especially in Florida, because we could play year round. But I tried to get my studies in. I tried to, you know, stay fresh, keep my mind sharp. And for me, I mean, during the season, it got easier because you're very focused. You know, you come home, you do your homework, and right after your homework, you're already going to practice, you're going to your game. So it was a lot easier than you come home, you do your homework, and now you have three, 4 hours for dinner and to do whatever you want. So, but yeah, I totally agree with sports. Yeah, sports and education, they go hand in hand, I think.
Yeah,
sure.
The great Woody Hayes. So what are your hobbies? What do you do for fun?
Oh, I'm a big video gamer. I love video games. I actually brought my PS4 out here, so when we got these early days where we get off our workout days, I'll go back home, play some Call of Duty with my buddies back home, play FIFA, that kind of stuff. In off season though, I mean, I like to do everything. I like going sightseeing, especially in Florida on the water. We go out to the preserves out there in Wekiwachi, Florida.
Nice.
You know, it's beautiful places, natural springs, great views of the ocean, great views of everything. So, yeah, we go out there bike riding a little bit, running around, doing some jogging, and then. But yeah, I mean, I like doing a lot of things. You know, typical guy things like playing pool, shooting pool with my buddies. I mean, I kind of keep it easy, ride four wheelers and stuff. So yeah, I have a good time. I have some fun hobbies.
It's good to be 20. I want to tell
you. Yes, sir. It is.
All right. A pleasure having you
on.
I can't wait to see you play again. And, you know, as I say, I get calls on you all the time. And you're a special young man, so it's nice to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Mario. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. All right.